morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Coming up, it's the 8th annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus Bulls, plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact Sale Manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 18th. We'll see you there.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at noon. Selling over 700 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. Also featuring 15 purebred Angus first calf heifer pairs and 3 heavy bred heifers. For more information, go to the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834. Remember, new buyers must register before sale day.
There was no hesitation on the part of Oklahoma State Senate Committee on Agriculture Monday morning in Oklahoma City in confirming the nomination of Blaine Arthur as Oklahoma's next Secretary of Agriculture. The committee, chaired by State Senator Casey Murdoch, voted in the affirmative 12-0 on 2 separate polls to consent in Arthur's appointment by the Stitt administration to the cabinet position of State Secretary of Agriculture and to serve as a member of the State Board of Agriculture. Senator Murdoch remarked that yesterday's decision was an easy one.
Blaine is an excellent candidate for this. She has the experience, and I'm happy that she went through. And I think the vote here in this committee showed that how much confidence the Senate has in Blaine.
The former deputy commissioner of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry must wait now for a few days until the full state Senate votes to officially confirm her nomination. Arthur said after the vote that she is thankful for the vote of confidence by the Senate Ag Committee and will hope for the best as the process moves forward.
I was very appreciative, of course, for Senator Duggar carrying that nomination and appreciate Chairman Murdoch and taking up in committee meeting this morning, and just very appreciative of the support and look forward to working with all of the members.
In the meantime, as she waits for the full Senate's consideration, Arthur says things at the department are going well as the Stitt administration's transition continues.
Going very well. There's a lot of enthusiasm at the department. I think they're very excited about this new administration, about new opportunities for us at the department and just for agriculture in general. So we've got some challenging things that we'll have to work through, but I think there's an enthusiasm to tackle those challenges and hopefully come out with something that's good for all of our ag folks here in Oklahoma.
In other news, one of the reports most important to Oklahomans and their Southern Plains neighbors, including Kansas and Texas, was the winter wheat and canola seedings report. The key numbers were the hard red winter wheat seedings for those states, as winter wheat seedings overall ended up down 4% from a year ago. The winter wheat seedings in total of 31.29 million acres was the lowest on record since 1909. The top grower, Kansas, planted 7.2 million acres, down from 7.7 million last year. That's down 6%, while Oklahoma dropped another 200,000 acres compared to a year ago at 4.2 million acres seeded this past fall and now in the ground. Texas is flat on the year at 4.5 million acres, surpassing Oklahoma in winter wheat acres by 300,000. In total, the hard red winter wheat acreage number is called at 22.2 million acres for the current crop in the ground, down 3% from a year ago. Besides Oklahoma and Kansas losing wheat acres, Nebraska shows a total of 930,000 acres, down 15% from a year ago, and a record low acreage number, according to USDA. You got farm news on Ron.
It's the 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th in Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call Lucas Reinhardt, 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.